亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
虽然我们是不同的教会，却在主耶稣里面，我们是弟兄姊妹。
Even though we are different churches, but we are all brothers and sisters in Christ.
愿意主你通过你的话语去教导我们。
May you teach us through your words.
让你的喜乐充满我们的心。
May your joy be filled in our hearts.
愿意主你赐我们一个愿意顺服你的心。
May you give us a heart that we are willing to be obedient to you.
当我们听完你的话语的时候，我们会行在我们的生活上。
So that after we have heard your words, that we may live it out in our lives.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在教会侍奉呢，常常遇到一个问题的。
We often run into a problem in serving in the church.
就是找人侍奉呢很困难。
It's sometimes very hard to find the people to serve.
我不知道你们教会是不是这样子。
I don't know if your church is the same way.
你问他们侍奉神好不好？
You ask them, is that good to serve the Lord?
他们说是好啊。
They'll say, yes, it's good.
那么你问他，你为什么不多侍奉神多一点呢？
Then you ask them, why don't you serve the Lord more?
那么他们就说，哎，那么侍奉神不好。
Then that won't be very good to do it.
为什么我在想这个问题，为什么基督徒不太愿意侍奉神呢？
I've been thinking, why do Christians not willing to serve our Lord?
为什么我们愿意侍奉我们的老板，比起侍奉神更努力呢？
Why we try hard to serve our bosses than we want to serve our God?
我想基本上可能有两个原因。
I think basically there are two reasons.
第一个原因就是侍奉神以后呢，那么我自己的时间就小了。
The first one is, if I serve our Lord, then I would not have time to serve myself.
很多时候呢，很多，如果你问弟兄姊妹，他愿意老实的告诉你呢，他就觉得，侍奉神以后他的生活更苦啊。
If you ask if the brother or sister tell you honestly, they will say,If we serve the Lord, our life will be bitter.
就是从前侍奉神以后时间小了。
After serving the Lord, we lose more time.
我们钱也小啊。
We lose money.
自由也小啊。
We lose freedom.
所以呢，他们觉得不侍奉神比起侍奉神更好。
So they think it's better not to serve the Lord than to serve the Lord.
还有另外一个原因。
There's another reason.
其实不侍奉神也没有什么损失啊。
Actually, you don't serve the Lord, it's not much a choice.
牧师，你不是常常说信耶稣你就得到永生吗？
Didn't you say that to believe in the Jesus you have eternal life?
那么我不侍奉神，我将来还是上天堂啊。
But if I don't serve our Lord, I still can go to heaven.
那么还是不侍奉神好啊。
So it's better not to serve the Lord.
我们应不应该侍奉神呢？
Should we serve our Lord?
圣经给我们的答案是肯定的。
So the answer from the Bible is affirmative.
就是我们应当侍奉神。
We should serve our Lord.
其实今天我们看哈该书的时候，其实就是回答了我们心里面两个疑问。
So when we study the book of Haggai, we have answered our doubts.
第一个，我们来看第一个疑问。
Let's look at the first question.
就是有些人呢，觉得侍奉神以后他越来越苦啊。
Some people think that their life become more miserable after serving the Lord.
所以呢，哈该其实在第二章第十到十四节呢，解答这个问题。
So in chapter 2, from verse 10 to 14, Haggai tried to answer this question.
为什么有些人侍奉神以后反而生活变成更苦呢？
Why some people's life become worse after they serve the Lord?
因为他们不了解侍奉神的原则。
Because they do not understand the principles of serving God.
在这边呢，神问哈该两条问题，通过哈该去问两条问题。
Here, God through Haggai asked two questions.
第一条问题呢，就在十二节里面说，若有人用一斤豆胜若这一斤癌在饼和汤和酒和油和别的食物，便算为胜吗？
The first question is and verse 12. If a person carries a consecrated meat in the fold of his garment, and that fold touches some bread or stew, some wine, oil, or other food, does it become consecrated?
这一句话呢，其实是根据利未记六章二十七节里面的背景所问的。
So this question came from Deuteronomy, Levites, Leviticus.
这个其实当时以色列人呢，他们有献祭的时候呢，可以拿一部分的肉回家吃的。
During their sacrifice, they can bring some of the meat after sacrifice to go home and eat.
这是当他们献平安祭跟赎罪祭的时候，他们可以这样子做。
So they can do that only when they make the offering for peace offering and for the burnt offering.
那么呢，在利未记第六章里面呢，就讲到，如果你摸这些圣若的时候呢，你就成为圣。
So in the book of Leviticus chapter 6, it says, if you touch those consecrated meat, you can become consecrated.
所以如果你的衣服碰到这些圣若的时候呢，你的衣服就成为圣洁了。
So if your clothes touches the consecrated meat, your clothes become consecrated.
但是神问这些这是一个问题，就是如果这个圣洁的衣服再碰到别的东西的时候，这别的东西会不会变成圣洁呢？
So the question is, if those consecrated clothes touches other things, can the other things become consecrated?
那么他们回答是不会的。
So the answer is no, they cannot be consecrated.
所以神要告诉当时的人呢，就是一个侍奉神的原则。
So God wants to tell those people one of the principles in serving God.
这个原则就是圣洁是不为传染的。
In other words, the consecration cannot be contaminated.
另外一个问题呢，在十三节里面。
The second question is verse 13.
若有人因抹死是染了污秽，然后挨在这些物的哪一样，哪物算污秽吗？
Then Haggai said, if a person defiled by contact with a dead body touches one of these things, does it become defiled?
答案呢是会的。
So the answer is yes.
那么这个时候是另外一个侍奉的原则。
Then this is another principle for serving.
就是罪呢是可以传染的。
In other words, that the sins can be passed on.
如果我用一个生活上的例子去解释的时候呢，我就会说好像健康一样。
If I want to use a practical example, I can say use an example of health.
就是呢，健康是不会因为你碰到什么事情传染给你。
The health cannot be obtained by touching something.
但是疾病呢，就可以，因为你碰到什么呢，你会生病啊。
But diseases can, if you touch something, you can become ill.
那么这一个观念对以色列人有什么关系呢？
So what does this have to do with the Israelites?
这个就是神在十四节里面解释的。
This is what God explained in verse 14.
他说，这民这国在我面前也是如此，他们手下的各样工作都是如此，他们在坛上所献的也是如此。
So it is with this people and this nation in my sight, declares the Lord. Whatever this nation, whatever they do and whatever they offer, there is defiled.
只是神解释给他们听，为什么他们侍奉神以后发觉生活比从前更苦
？This is why God explained why they realized their life become worse after they serve our Lord?
为什么他们侍奉神奉献给神的时候 反而生活比从前更困难呢？
That's why their life become more difficult after they made offering to the Lord.
因为神告诉他们, 你们是在罪里面去侍奉我。
Because God said you are serving God in your sins.
因为你们的生活不圣洁的时候, 你们侍奉也成为不圣洁了。
So if your life is not holy, then your service will not be holy.
因为圣洁本身是不会传染给你的。 反而罪就会传染给你。
Because the holy cannot be passed on, but the sin can.
我觉得呢, 我们侍奉神的时候呢, 有的时候就好像夫妻相处一样。
Sometimes when we're serving our Lord, it's like how the couples interact with each other.
好像呢, 好像我自己有的时候跟太太吵架的时候, 吵架以后怎么办呢？
Sometimes, like when I quarrel with my wife, what should I do?
我要告诉自己不打紧呢。I
tell myself it doesn't matter.
出去买鲜花给她，买一个巧克力给她，送给她就可以了。Just
go buy some chocolate, buy some flowers, it will be fine.
我不知道你们是不是这样子，有的时候我就是这样子想。I
don't know if you do that. This is sometimes I would do.
就希望呢，你送礼物给她的时候呢，她马上就忘记你之前所做的事情。
You were hoping buying presents will make her forget what you did before.
以色列人他侍奉神的时候也是一样。
This is the same way the Israelites serve their Lord.
他平常的生活上面他欺负别人。
In their life, regular life, they cheat other people.
他欺负自己的家人。
They cheat on their own family.
他知道兼职做是令神很生气的。
They know that by doing so make God very angry.
但是他们以为, 哎, 我回到神面前奉献给神献祭给神侍奉神那么神就不会记得这些事情。
So but they think if I come to God, I serve God, I make offering to God, then God won't remember my sins.
我们今天也有一些基督徒是这样子。
Today we have Christians just like that.
我们在家里面，在工作里面，可能是一个恶人。
Maybe we're a bad person in our family and or at our work.
但是我们以为呢，我们去教会，我们传福音，我们奉献的时候，神就不记得我们的恶。But
we think if we go to the church, we spread the gospel. God will not remember our sins.
耶利米呢曾经简直警告我们。
Jeremiah has warned us.
在11章15节里面，在新译本里面呢，他简直翻译：“我所爱的既然行了最大恶极的事，还有什么资格在我的殿里呢？难道是？” 祭肉可以消除你们的灾祸，使你们得着快乐吗？
So this is in Jeremiah 11 verse 15. What is my beloved doing in my temple as she works out her evil scheme with many? Can consecrated meat avert your punishment? When you are engaged in your wickedness, then you rejoice.
阿摩斯书里面也同样的提醒我们， 在第5章21到24节。
In Amos, it's the same way, remind us in chapter 5, verse 21.
我厌恶你们的戒期， 也不喜悦你们的筵宿会。 你们虽然向我献祭， 向燔祭跟素祭， 我却不悦纳， 也不愿你们用肥出献平安祭， 使你们歌唱的声音远离我，因为我不听你们弹琴的响声，唯愿公平如大水滚滚，使公义如江河滔滔。It
says that I hate, I despise your religious feasts. I cannot stand your assemblies. Even though you bring me burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Though you bring choice fellowship offering, I will have no regard for them. Away with the noise of your sounds, I will not listen to the music of your harp.
所以在15到19节呢, 神就告诉他们侍奉的后果了。
So in verse 15 to 19, God teaches them the consequences of serving.
第一个后果就是在最终侍奉神的时候只会带来神的管教。
So the first consequence, if you serve God in sin, it will only bring to you God's discipline.
这个就是十五到十七节里面提到神的解释了。
This was mentioned, God explained in verse 15 to 17.
他们就神就要求以色列人，你去追想呢，从当日就是9月24哪一天开始追想，到现在你们的日子是怎么样呢？
So God tell them to think back from September 24th up to this day, what the days were like.
那么神就提醒他们，好像呢，你希望得到的各样的食物，其实你们想得到的都得不到。
So God told them you were hoping to get some food, but what you wished but you cannot get.
为什么他们这么穷啊？
Why are they so poor?
为什么他们生活不满足啊？
Why are they not satisfied in their lives?
原因神告诉他们，就是因为你在罪里面侍奉我。
That is because God told them you serve me in your sin.
引起神在要管教他们。
Therefore, God needs to discipline them.
所以呢，其实在哈该这一次的讲道里面，其实是他是再一次提醒他们在第一章里面的警告。
Actually, in the chapter 2, Haggai was just reminding them the warning he told them in chapter 1.
其实如果我是以色列人，当时听到他的话的时候呢，我心里面一定很难过。
If I am the Israelites who heard what Haggai said then, I would feel very bad.
因为你侍奉神呢，不是一个便宜的事情。
So to serve the Lord is not an easy thing to do.
我们常常讲到十一奉献。
We often talk about tithing.
我问你了，十一奉献够紧是多少个percent 呢？
So let me ask you, what percentage is tithing?
其实我们常常说就是 10% 啊，十分之一啊，其实这个不对。
So、we often say it's 10%, but that's not right.
其实如果你看旧约的时候呢，你发觉呢，他们其实差不多是23%。
So if you read the Old Testament, it's about 23%.
因为他们有每一年呢，有可以说有两个奉献是十分之一。
Every year there are two offerings are 10%.
一次是给利未人。
One is a gift to the Levites.
另外一次呢，就是给不同的，好像那穷人呢。
So the other ones were for those who are in need.
那么还有一些奉献呢，每三年一次。
And there are some other offerings they make once every 3 years.
所以你说。奉献给神其实一个很不便宜的事情哦。
So you know that to make offering to God is not very, it's not a cheap thing to do.
但是如果你是在罪里面去侍奉神的时候，你得不到神的祝福，还要面对神的管教。
But if you serve the Lord in your sins, not only you cannot obtain blessings from God, but also brings you discipline.
我想为什么我们基督徒很多时候我们侍奉神的时候还是稍微苦练呢，就是很苦的样子这样子。
So when we are, that's why some of us when we serving our Lord we have a very long face.
原因就是我们没有在圣洁里面去侍奉神。
Because we were not serving our Lord in holiness.
但是如果我们真的在圣洁里面去侍奉神的时候，耶稣曾经应许我们。
Jesus has promised us if we do serve our Lord in holiness.
他说我来是要叫人的生命并且得得更丰盛。
He says, I came to make people obtain life and more abundant life.
如果我们真的在圣洁里面去侍奉神的时候，我们就能够经历神的丰盛。
So if we serve our Lord in holiness, we can experience God's abundance.
我相信这个应许神所讲的真的会发生在我们身上。
I believe what God's promise will happen to us.
因为当我们把神摆在我们生命当中的第一位的时候，神会把他的福气赐给我们。
So if we put God in our life, in our high priority, God will give us the blessing.
另外一个侍奉上的原则呢，就是在18、19节里面，他告诉我们。
The other principle of serving is told us in verse 18 and 19.
这个其实就是告诉我们，如果你在圣洁里面去侍奉神呢，为得到神的祝福。
So here, if you tells us, if you serve our Lord in the earnest and the diligent life, you will be blessed.
那么呢，神又要求他们最想此日以后，就是从节九二十四日起，最想到立神圣殿圣殿根基的日子。So
God also wants them to think back from September 24 until the day the temple was rebuilt.
其实呢，这句话呢，你可以简直解释，只是它不是，它是。 讲到哈该第一次在第一章里面来到讲到，就是6月24号这一天，讲到今天9月24号这段日子。So
here what it said when Haggai was started talking in June 24 on chapter 1 until September 24.
就是神希望他们去想一想，从你悔改以后这一天。 就是他们再回来建造圣殿这一天，以后再想一想。So
what God telling them to do is to think back the day they came back to rebuild the temple.
十九节呢，我想呢是最难解的一句圣经了。
I think verse 19 is the most difficult to understand.
但是如果你是一个农夫呢，大概你可以了解。If
you are a farmer, it may be easier.
这边说，仓里面有谷种吗？葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、迦南树上都没有结果子，从今日起我必赐福给你，你们。Is
there yet any seed left in the barn? Until now, the vine and the fig tree, the pomegranate and the olive tree have not born fruit. From this day on, I will bless you.
那你要了解当时的背景呢，你就明白神这句话的意思。If
you understand the background, then you will understand the meaning of this verse.
你知道以色列呢，一年有两次下雨的季节的。You
know that there were two times in the Israel or raining seasons.
所以你读圣经呢，它有谈到。 春雨跟秋雨就是这个意思。
So, when you read the Bible, you know the spring rain and the rain of the fall.
在第一章的时候呢，其实是他们刚刚过了第一个收成的季节。So
in chapter 1, it's right after the first harvest.
那么当时他们就发觉呢，他们希望收割很多，其实是没有。
At that time, they were hoping to have a lot of harvest, but they did not.
这个就是神解释给他们听，为什么会这样子？因为我的圣殿荒凉。This
is how God explained to them why it happened, because God's holy temple was devastated.
现在过了3个半月了。Now
it's 3.5 months passed.
18节里面讲到9月24日，其实就是我们今天的12月18号。So
in verse 18, it says September 24, but according to our calendar, then today is December.
所以呢，已经开始他们下雨呢，是10月跟11月。So
their rainy seasons are October and November.
撒谎语以后呢，泥土呢就是很柔软，你可以开始种田了。
So after the rain, the soil becomes soft, so they can start to plant the seeds.
所以呢，十二月开始呢，他们是有犁田的，开始播种的时间。
So beginning in December, they start to plant the seed.
那么神就问他们一条问题。
Then God asked them a question.
你仓里面有还有谷吗？
Do you still have seeds in your barn?
问题就是，如果你仓里面没有谷，那么他去了哪里啊？
If the question is you do not have seeds in your barn, where did they go?
就是因为你刚刚播种嘛，我们刚刚说十二月就是他们开始播种的时间，所以其实他就把仓里面的种子拿出来播在这个田里面。
That's because they have taken the seeds out of the barn and planted in the soil.
所以在十二月的时候，如果你看你的田的时候呢，你的田是还没有东西生出来。
So in December, if you look at your field, there's nothing.Growing yet.
树上面你找不到葡萄，找不到无花果，这些东西都还没生出来。
So in on the tree you cannot find the grapes, you cannot find the fig, because they are not grown yet.
那么十九节最后一句话，他就说：从今天起呢，从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
That's in verse 19. From this day I will bless you.
神是保证他们，因为你悔改了，你在圣洁里面去侍奉我，所以你这一次播种呢，我保证你再过几个月里面，你就可以收到很多的很大的一个丰收。
So God is assuring them that they have repented and now they have planted. So in this time they will have harvest.
如果我们愿意去悔改，愿意在神面前用圣洁去侍奉他的时候，神的确会祝福我们，好像十九节里面所讲一样。
If we are willing to repent, we want to serve God in holiness, it will be like what said in verse 19, God will bless us.
所以如果我总结第一点的时候，其实很简单，如果我们在罪里面侍奉神，我们就面对神的管教，如果我们在圣洁里面去侍奉神，神就赐福给我们。
So the conclusion is very simple. If we serve Lord in the sin, God will discipline us. If we serve Lord in holiness, He will bless us.
那么我们就面对另外一个问题了。
Then we'll face another problem.
这个问题就是，那么侍奉神是不是很危险呢？
The question is dangerous.To serve God.
因为我不太确定我是不是在最终侍奉神，如果是的时候，那么就面对神的管教了。
So I'm not sure I'm serving God in sin. If I am, then I will be disciplined.
那么值不值得去冒这个险呢？
That is willing to take the risk.
那么我们就要看20-23节，就是侍奉神的荣耀。
Then we'll read verse 20 and it talk about the glory of serving God.
这一个呢是哈该第四次讲到。
That this is the fourth time that Haggai was preaching.
这一个其实是跟第三天呢是发生在同一天。
But this happened on the same day, on the third day.
讲的内容呢跟第二次有一点像。
The content of the sermon is similar to the second sermon.
因为他都讲到神要震动大地。
It both times he says God is going to shake the earth.
但是两篇讲道里面呢，两个预言呢有一点不一样。
But in those two sermons, there are two different promises of.
第一个在第二篇的时候，呢，神震动世界的目的是要把这些财宝带到神的圣殿里面。
The first time when God is going to shake the earth, He's going to bring treasures into God's temple.
但是第四篇讲到里面呢，他讲到神震动全世界的目的呢，是为在22节里面呢， 只是呢，他是提到他要毁灭列国的权势。
So in this fourth sermon, the reason he's going to do it, he's going to destroy all the power of all the nations.
这个其实是预言神要建立弥赛亚的国度的一个预言。
So this is to predict that they're going to be establishing the kingdom of Messiah.
我们现在呢就听这一个神的国叫千禧年。我们叫神的国千禧年。
Now we call God's kingdom millennium.
就是因为耶稣基督会回到这个世界，在地上做王一千年的原因。
That's when Jesus returned to be king for 1,000 years.
还有一点呢，就是最后一个第四篇讲到了不同的地方，就是讲的对象的内容，对象是不一样。
The other difference on the fourth sermon is the audience is different.
第一到第三篇的对象呢，都是所有以色列人。
So the first, second, the third sermon is focused on to the Israelites.
但是呢，最后一篇呢，只是谈到对一个人说这个就是所罗巴伯。
So the last sermon only focused on one person, and that person is Zerubbabel.
这其实只是一个可以说一个很简单的预言，就是到哪一天，就是神建立神的国哪一天呢？我必以你为任，因我拣选了你。
So this is actually very simple. On the days of the Lord, the King comes, he says, I have chosen you.And I will make you like my signet ring.
到哪日，就是讲到神要建立弥赛亚的国度的哪一天。
Which day is that? That's when God is going to establish the day of Messiah's kingdom.
那么什么叫一个印是什么意思呢？其实就是一个戒指的好像一个戒指一样的。
So what is the signet? It's just a ring.
就是一个权力的一个代表。
So it's a symbol of a power.
从前呢，皇帝呢，他要好像宣报一个命令的时候呢，他会用他的戒指盖一个章在这个命令上面的。
So in the old days, when the king is going to make a decree, he's going to put the ring like a stamp.
所以呢，从前如果你看创世纪的时候，你记得法老曾经把他的印交给约瑟，就是同一个意思，就是把他的权利交给这个人一样。
So you remember in Genesis, the king Pharaoh has given his ring to Joseph, that's to transfer the power to him.
所以神这个预言是什么意思？
So what does this prophecy mean?
只是神是告诉所罗巴伯，就是因为你侍奉我，我现在拣选你就成为神的印。
He's telling Zerubbabel, because you serve me, so I have chosen you to have my reign.
你知道这个是多么荣耀的一件事情呢？
Do you know how glorious is this?
你知道当我们去侍奉神的时候，其实是一件很荣耀的事情。
So you know it's a glorifying thing when we serve our Lord.
因为我们是代表神。
Because we become God's representative.
我们成为神所有福气的一个出口。
So we become the channels of all God's blessings.
原本人是坐在死亡的死亡之下。
In the past, man used to be under the control of death.
因为我们传福音的时候，我们可以把生命带给他们。
So if when we go spread the gospel, we can bring them life.
有一次我去听一个在监狱传福音的事工的时候呢，听到一个坐牢的人他讲分享。
Once I went to visit in the prison ministry, I heard one of the prisoners.
她是一个女的坐牢的，她说原本我是没有希望的，但是我现在有希望。
So this one prisoner is a woman, and she said, "Once I did not have hope, but now I do."
那么后来我就问这个负责的牧师说， 为什么他说他没有希望呢？
So then I asked the pastor, why did she say that she did not have hope?
哦，他说因为他是杀人犯， 他的刑罚是两个终身监禁。
Because she's a murderer, and her sentence is serving two consecutive lifetime sentences.
所以在他来说，其实他是没有希望的。
So to her, there's no hope.
但是当你去侍奉神的时候，把福音带给他的时候，那么他就有希望了。
But if you serve God, bring her the gospel, then she will have hope.
神怎么使所罗巴伯成为他的印呢？
So how God will make Zerubbabel become his ring?
如果你看 耶稣基督的家谱呢，你就发现这个预言在所罗巴伯上面应验出来了。
So if you study the genealogy of Jesus, you will recognize this prophecy.
你知道马太福音跟路加福音呢，是记载耶稣，一个是记载他爸爸的家谱，就是马太福音；路加福音呢，只是记载玛利亚的家谱。
So you know that in the Matthew, the genealogy of Jesus traced through his father, but in the Luke is through the mother.
那么你如果你一直把这些名字写下来的时候，你发觉中间有一个人是同一样的。
So if you study both of the genealogies, you find that one person is the same.
这个就是所罗巴伯。
So that is Zerubbabel.
你看，原来是因为所罗巴伯愿意去侍奉神，神把他成为一个很重要的人，就是耶稣的养父约瑟跟他的妈妈玛利亚都是从他而生的。So
we know that God, if Zerubbabel served God, and he become both the ancestors for both Maria and Maria's husband Joseph.
这个是多么荣耀这一件事情。So
what a glorifying thing that is.
神告诉我们，
God tells us.
如果我们在罪里面去侍奉神的时候，会面对他的管教。So
if we serve God in sin, we'll face his discipline.
但是我们如果在圣洁里面去侍奉神，会得到神的祝福。So
if we serve God in holiness, we shall have his blessing.
还有他的祝福是一个蛮有荣耀的一个祝福。
And his blessing is a glorifying blessing.
当我刚刚考虑做牧师的时候，侍奉神的时候，我也觉得这个确定很难哦。
When I started thinking to serve our Lord, become a pastor, it was a difficult decision.
好像牺牲很大。
As if I'm making great sacrifice.
但是现在想回去，其实不是。
But now I look back, it's not true.
其实是我的福气。
So it actually is my blessing.
其实是神拣选我，给我一个智慧。
As God has chosen me, give me the opportunity.
其实我常常在想，世上有这么多有口才的人，神不选，却选我。
I often think there are so many people who speak well, why does God choose me?
这个是神给我一个机会。
This is God give me an opportunity.
还有给我用国语跟大家分享，这个真是我从来都没有想过的这个机会。
I have never thought I have to share God's message with you in Mandarin. I have never thought about it.
但是神却给，如果你愿意的时候，你在圣洁里面去侍奉神，神是会给你这个机会的。
So if you are willing to serve our Lord in holiness, he will give you the opportunities.
这一个满足是比起你侍奉世上什么东西高很多的。
This kind of satisfaction is higher than anything that you want to serve in the world.
因为我们侍奉神是有一个永恒的价值。
Because when we serve our Lord, there is an eternal value.
我们今天的讲道的题目是我们要侍奉神吗？
Today's topic is, are we going to serve God?
我的答案是肯定的。
So my answer is affirmative.
你的答案是什么呢？
What is your answer?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你给智慧我们去侍奉你。
Because you give us the opportunity to serve you.
但是你却提醒我们，你是一个圣洁的神。
But you also remind us that you are a holy God.
如果我们不按圣洁去侍奉你的时候，反而会面对你的管教。
If we do not serve you in holiness, we shall face your discipline.
让我们常常在基督耶稣你的赦免里面去侍奉你。
Let us often serve you in the forgiveness of our Lord Jesus.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Hear our prayer in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
We 们谢谢朱牧师。
We thank you, Pastor Zhu.
我现在请大家站起来，我们唱诗第155首。虔诚奉献。
Please rise in hymn 155.